Outkick the coverage live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Thursday morning, we will take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we will do so with the great Brady Quinn.
Oh, thank you, Jonas. Always so kind, especially with those long-winded introductions.
That's what I do.
Do you ever feel like you owe someone? Do you ever feel like that?
Yeah, I have a debt phobia. I have a massive debt
phobia. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I hate
like
taking stuff from people.
Yeah.
And feeling like I owe them, right? I owe them. But I do feel like this next topic kind of applies here, does it not?
Yeah. So let's just be – so you got John Harbaugh, the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, who has come out and talked about, you know, Lamar Jackson's contract because, you know, Lamar Jackson is set up to where – I mean, at any point they can pay these guys, right? I mean, they're now past the point, the 2018 class. So he, Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, probably not Josh Rosen, not his fault. And Sam Darnold, most defended guy in the media. But again, we'll see how that goes. Apparently, according to Robbie Anderson, he's got a brand new glow about him. I don't know if that's a side effect from mono, but
is
apparently, according, yeah, I have no idea. He's got a
is
new
he
glow.
Pregnant? Usually,
yeah.
there's that glow right. When women are pregnant. I see it. I don't know if you see it. I see it. Maybe he's pregnant.
Yeah. It's the 2 year delayed side effect from mono that you pick up at a Manhattan bar downtown.
Give me some mono.
So he's got a new glow. But the point being, these guys are all in line to potentially get paid. And John Harbaugh said as much when it came to his quarterback Lamar Jackson that he's going to get paid. We expect it to get done. Just sort of one of those. Yeah, everything's going to be fine. No, don't even worry about it. And I would just say this. If I were John Harbaugh, I'd probably want to chip in on that contract. All right. And here's why. Let's just be honest here, man. The only reason John Harbaugh is still the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens is because Lamar Jackson saved the season a couple of years ago. All right. Because there was a report that came out during that year that the way things were going, that it was going to be a brand new regime. Ozzie Newsome was retiring. The conversation was that John Harbaugh was going to be stepping away. They didn't want to fire him, but that he was going to go a different direction after the season. And that also Joe Flacco was going to be leaving. So it was almost like, you know, the three stalwarts of the organization that had won Super Bowls
and it was starting over.
Yeah, they were just going to start over. And then Lamar Jackson came in and completely changed things because they ended up making a playoff run. Of course, they lost that playoff game to the Chargers, and Lamar didn't play well, and you had Baltimore fans that were cheering for Joe Flacco to be put in the game. But they'll try and say they never did that, even though, you know, it was audible. You could clearly tell they were cheering for Joe Flacco, and they wanted to boo Lamar Jackson. But point being, after the season, John Harbaugh got a contract extension. Lamar Jackson went on to win an MVP. And here we are, franchise quarterback and a coach nowhere close to the hot seat. I mean, if I'm John Harbaugh, you got to pitch in at least, I'm not saying 10%. I'm not saying 20% on the new contract, but maybe like 4 or 5%. I think he deserves to. I mean, come on. Get this
well,
done.
I was thinking that, or maybe knowing the Harbaugh family, all right, given Jim Harbaugh's, John Harbaugh's brother is, maybe it's a steak dinner with a glass of milk. You know, take him to the
point.
Old Capitol Grill there
in
Baltimore. I've been there before. It's a nice location. That's how the Harbaugh family does it. Instead of actually chipping into that contract, it'll be a nice steak dinner at the Capitol Grill with a warm glass of milk. Not cool, a warm glass of milk.
By the way, I have the most uneducated palate of anybody that does sports radio. And I don't even know if there's a qualification for that. I have no idea what goes good with what. All I know is this, is that when I'm eating spicy food, an IPA goes great with spicy food. That's it. That's all I know just based on my taste buds. But I'll say this.
Well, a real IPA fan would say a good IPA goes with anything.
Yeah, well,
so
I mean, okay.
I guess you're not a fan of IPAs. I don't know. It sounds like you're maybe one of these you know, newcomers to the whole IPA world? Is that the case?
No, I disagree. For my taste buds, it doesn't work. But I'll say this. When it comes to the milk and steak combination, I can't think of anything I'd rather have less than milk with steak. Like, I'll take Raid. All right. I'll take Raid.
Well,
I'll take Ajax. You name it. I'd rather have that liquefied and take that with my steak than a warm glass of milk. Not interesting.
Here's the problem with milk and steak. Okay. You've got two products coming from the same animal. That's a problem.
That's a great point.
Right?
It's not often that we eat like two forms of something from any other animal. Yeah.
You've got milk from the cow, then you've got the beef on the cow. That's an issue. Like, it's a little bit odd when you think about it. So how many other animals are we excreting something from and then also eating it later on? I guess you could say if you had some sort of, like, eggs and chicken for breakfast, right? Like, I guess an egg-chicken sandwich, which probably sounds pretty tasty if it's from Chick-fil-A. But, you know, again, it's not very often you hear about that. It's usually like eggs and bacon, eggs and ham, whatever the case
is. That's a good point. I never thought about that.
And usually you're not eating a ham and bacon sandwich, right? So just kind of odd.
Unless you want your heart to completely close up. But again, the point being, John Harbaugh is saying, oh, you know, he's going to get paid, he's going to get this contract, all of that. I'll just throw this at you, because I know nobody wants to be first. When you've got a bunch of quarterbacks that are all in line to get paid, you want to wait to see what the other guy gets, and then you sign your contract so you can one up his. If you're Lamar Jackson, just based on your style of play, don't you want to get this done sooner rather than later? Because of all the guys that could risk losing a bunch of money based on injury that would factor into their style of play, Lamar Jackson seemingly would be the guy to me. I'd rather at the end of this whole thing be the least paid quarterback of all these guys. Even though I'm the MVP, I'd rather take a little bit less to know I've got the money and it's locked in now, as opposed to wait, take the chance, scramble on a play in Cleveland, take a hit, next thing you know, I'm out for the year. Honestly, I'd rather get it done.
Why in Cleveland? Like, why is this injury going to occur in Cleveland?
No, because I wanted to. Tickle your roots. You know, I wanted to make you feel like you were part. You know, I just wanted to. You know, I wanted to kind of play to the crowd.
I thought you were concerned about Myles Garrett bashing him over the head with his own helmet. Mason Rudolph.
I don't know.
There's always that risk in Cleveland.
We don't want to get into all that. That made up story. But anyways, if I'm Lamar Jackson, get this done, dude. Why risk it? Is his stock going to get any higher?
No. I mean, I would say at this point, you know, he's still going to take that next step as a passer, even though he's statistically been all right. But I think when you're actually watching him and you're looking at what they do, a lot of that comes from their scheme and teams being so scared about him running that they've simplified what they're doing. They've given him some easy completions, easy things that allowed him a couple of years ago to be the league MVP and to have those stats that look kind of gaudy. But in reality, he's still not quite there and hasn't taken the progression like a Josh Allen, for example, who, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, as dynamic as Lamar is as a runner, Josh Allen, it was behind. It's not the same type of runner, but he was still very effective his rookie year. But every year you've seen him take that next step as a passer from the pocket, and he has continued to be able to develop in that way. Lamar has really never taken that big leap. And I don't even know if it's all on him, by the way. You know, you and I have talked about this for years. You kind of questioned, like, halfway through the season, it always seems like not that teams figure them out, but they don't have that advantage anymore. And they almost kind of hit like a stall, or they plateau. And I wonder how much of that has to do with whether it's Greg Roman, who, you know, seems to get a lot of credit at times, and other times things get kind of vanilla, or if it's the lack of what's around him, which clearly wide receiver's been a position they've tried to address time and time again via the draft, via free agency. Whatever the case may be, though, he deserves to be paid. He should be paid. I think he will be paid. The only thing that stands in his way is potentially his mom. Because last time I checked, when he was coming out of the draft, I think his mom was acting as his agent, if I'm not mistaken.
Because she was the one that was going after. Who was the, was it Bill Polian who said he should be a wide receiver? I think it was Bill Polian who said he should be Bill a wide Polian. Receiver. And I think she got after him a little bit. But don't worry about it, because Bill Polian also said a couple of years ago that he had a first-round grade on Tom Brady in the draft when Brady came out. You know, he didn't. Right. He didn't
so that's why they
him,
passed on him, because you know, so many times.
Well, but he said, we had Peyton Manning at the time, so we weren't going to take him. Yeah, you know, because you wouldn't.
It's easy to say that, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course,
so I just did some research. I just got some research back from our research team. Here's what I found on Lamar Jackson. Okay, this is what's listed as his agent. Self-repped. So I guess it must still be. It must still be his mom doing it, which is good for
good
them.
For
they're
him.
Saving that. They're saving that 3%, maybe a little bit less, unless mom's charging him a little bit more. Because as much as you know, John Harbaugh owes him still being in Baltimore to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson owes being in this world to his mom. So
yes, that's a good point.
That agent fee is going to be pretty hefty.
Yeah, I just do you expect? Let me just ask you this: you're a quarterback. You know how these negotiations go. Do you expect a deal to get done before the season?
I think they'll offer him a deal before the season. I don't know if he'll agree to it. He's played 3 years. This is as early as you can, agree to extend him. They've picked up his fifth-year option, which sets the structure for how you'd go about structuring a long-term deal. And remember this, the fifth-year option has changed. It used to be when you picked that fifth-year option up, you weren't necessarily guaranteed or that player wasn't guaranteed that salary, those monies. Now, when you exercise the fifth-year option, that's guaranteed at that point in time. So if this season, if Lamar Jackson was to get injured, he's still getting the $23 million he's scheduled to make on his fifth-year option. It didn't used to be that way. You used to be able to pick up the fifth-year option, and let's say, for example, the player plays poorly, a la Mitchell Trubisky. You know, they don't have to pick it up. There's nothing that states that they would have to pay him or owe him that. They could let him go and let him go free unless he was injured. That's the only way where you're on the hook for it. So nowadays it's different. Once you pick up the option, it's guaranteed, it's in. So they've already invested $23 million in Lamar Jackson, which makes me think they'll get a deal before the season. It'll probably be too big and too hard to turn down. And given his style of play, as you pointed out, I think it's a no-brainer that he gets it done now.
He's Brady Quinn. I'm Jonas Knox. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. By the way, reminder, bottom of this hour, which is a radio term for 30 after, right? Just letting you know, bottom of this hour, a radio term for 30 after the hour, we are going to have another edition of Headline or Lie. If you missed the debut, the weekday debut last week, you do not want to miss it. That coming up here, again, 30 after the hour here, right on Fox Sports Radio. All right, coming up next here on Outkick the Coverage, there is a situation in the NFL, a situation involving a quarterback, his coach, and the messaging surround it, because apparently all is well. Just listen to him. I'm calling BS. We'll get into that next here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
10 minutes from now here on FSR, we will have ourselves another edition of Headline or Lie. If you've never heard the game before, it is a tradition on Sunday nights when Brady Quinn and myself work together every single Sunday night. We will test two participants who want to team up with either Brady or myself and see whether or not you can identify if the headline we read to you is an actual headline or if we completely made it up. So it's Headline or Lie 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, Brady Quinn. How about that?
And I can't wait. I'll be honest with you. I cannot wait to play Headline or Lie. It's my favorite part of the week. It's a little different than how we do it on Sunday nights because we don't. We typically ask for our participants to call in have a few adult beverages in them. But that'd be a little odd given the time of day on the East Coast and even on the West Coast for that matter.
Well, listen, I mean, there could be people listening on the iHeartRadio app in Australia. I mean, we had a guy call from Australia on Sunday night. We had a guy call from Australia, and then all of a sudden the phone just cut out towards the end, and you and I just assumed that he had run over a wombat or something, or got attacked by a kangaroo. Like, that was just our go-to. We just thought, okay, something must have happened, because we know the phone lines are strong in Australia, so we just assumed something happened with a kangaroo Shotgun to Fosters. Who knows? I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that could happen. All right. So 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Headline or lie is yours. That's coming up 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. We're looking for two participants who want to be a part of it. 877-99 on Fox. Man, don't you just love you some Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson? You know, like they're just the bonding, the friendship they have. It's great, huh? Just like you know that. Yeah, it's just great.
Here's my take on it. I feel like when you see someone who's got a great relationship, a lot of times we're envious of it, or we're like, man, like they've got it all figured out. And when it ends, it usually ends bad. And it's just, there's flames, there's explosions. It's not good. I kind of get the sense that, like, that's how this has to end. Because how they've built up their relationship to appear publicly, it can only go downhill. Like, it has nowhere else to go but downhill because of how they've built it up to be this chummy, comfortable relationship. So, look, it's obviously not going to end now. Russell's back. He seems happy. He seems ready to go. The Seahawks are excited, you know, as always. But at some point, it's going to end. And when it does, I'm just telling you, it's going to be a dumpster fire. It's going to look bad, man. That's what happens to all those relationships that we see, that we envy. We think are, oh, it's great. Ben and Jennifer, you know, they're together. Then they're not. Then they're back together. Then they're not. Now, I think they were seen making out publicly lately.
Yeah,
that's kind of how this is going to be. Like, that's kind of how this is going to be. It could be an off and on thing for a little while, and then it just explodes.
You know, good. I mean, perfect word for what we just said. Listen, I mean, good for good for everybody involved. I'm glad. Now here's the this is just great. So Pete Carroll was having this press conference the other day. He was just talking to the media. You know, excitable, energetic Pete Carroll, and Russell Wilson popped in just to let everybody know. Everything is all good despite all the lies that you were told by people in the media. Listen to Russ.
Just letting everybody know we're still friends, you know.
Hey. Just messing with you. Get out of here. You had your press conference.
Oh, man. So good. That guy's so – he's so genuine. Like, he's just so genuine, that guy,
well,
man.
Here's what this was an instance of.
A bunch of garbage.
No. This was symbolic of something, but I think you missed it. Okay.
Yeah. What's
can
that?
Can we play the sound again? Can we play the sound again one more time? I want you to listen for something.
Just letting everybody know we're still friends, you know.
Hey.
Just messing with you.
Get out of here. You had your press conference.
Yeah. So two things to notice.
Go Hawks.
That's right. Russell
yo,
went first.
Yo, Brady, we got a deal.
We got a deal.
No, we're in a holding pattern here, Jonas. We're just waiting.
It's time for y'all to go to bed.
If you didn't notice, Russell already had his press conference. Russell got the first word. Russell is even before Pete's press conference. Got the first word.
Of course.
How did this whole thing come about? Was it the Seattle Seahawks leaking out Russell Wilson's displeasure? Or was it Russell Wilson getting the first word, discussing things publicly, going on like a little media tour? It was Russell Wilson who got the first word.
Yes.
And so even in an instance where they're back, the media's there, they're trying to make it look all chummy, he's taking a position of power where he's saying, no, I get the first word. I'm going to control the narrative. I'm going to control how this is going to go, whether it's my press conference or even butting in on yours. It's kind of a brilliant move, just as far as the power play.
No, I mean, listen, I'll give him credit. I mean, he's really just the way that he's been able to present himself and this situation. You know, if, as we talked about last week, if it was that nobody asked for a trade, he's only wanted to be in Seattle, and his agent came out and had a list of teams that he would accept a trade to. I mean, so basically what he's saying is that the agent went rogue, as we talked about. I mean, and out of the goodness of his heart, that his agent would go rogue like that, and he hasn't been fired yet. I mean, it's just like amazing that Russell Wilson's been able to do that. Just that he's, out of the goodness of his heart, he just wanted to make sure that his agent, you know, coming out of a pandemic, wasn't fired for going rogue and lying about the trade requests. And don't worry about it. Him and Pete Carroll on the same page, man. Russell Wilson didn't storm out of a meeting after he wanted full control and more personnel control of the offense. He didn't storm out of that meeting. He wasn't the guy who was out there saying, let Russ cook last season, you know, because he wanted to be the star and all that stuff. And then they had a Sunday night game against the Arizona Cardinals, and he basically, you know, couldn't help but turn the ball over multiple times on national television. But again, whatever he tells you, he will get in front of the story first, and that's what we have to believe. So don't worry about it. We're all good.
Well, first off, I'm not necessarily so sure some of what you're saying is true. I don't know that he's ever come out and said his agent went rogue.
I
get that. I get it. Satire, being sarcastic. I get it. I'm just saying you got to be careful about, like, going, you know, tipping over what's truth and what's reality. Hmm. I think what he's doing is he's trying to be one of the first players to take advantage of their position of power within the NFL. What's happened over the course of this offseason is more NFL players have realized their platform and the power that they have to speak publicly and try to get what they want. And I feel like Russell Wilson, along with, obviously, we've kind of seen to a degree Tom Brady, but whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's Russell Wilson, or any of these other, you know, quarterbacks, really, because they have the most power, I think they're watching what happens in the NBA, and they're saying, we're a bigger sport, we generate more revenue, we generate more ratings, why shouldn't we have the ability to dictate our terms? Why do we allow teams to control us? And so I think they're being more boisterous, that they're trying to go out on a limb at times to try to push the envelope. And it's probably not such a bad thing. I think it feels awkward to us now because we're so unaccustomed to players doing this. We're unaccustomed to players using their celebrity status and using their position to really take initiative in trying to either get to where they want to go or try to make changes within their own billion-dollar organization. We see in other sports, we're just not used to seeing in the NFL.
And also, look, quarterbacks are held to a different standard, to where, you know, a tight end or a wide receiver can hold out of camp because he wants a new contract, and it's, hey, that's part of doing business. A quarterback does it, and it's bad leadership. Like that. That's
how it's looked. There's a few ways of looking at it, too, but let me just say this. Who is the most impacted, right, with changes on a team? Is it an NBA player, or is it going to be an NFL player, especially a quarterback?
Quarterback.
100%. And so think about the rationale of what Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or anyone else, you know, who's voiced this displeasure. Think about what they're saying. They're like, to your point, like, this is our career. This is our legacy. This is ultimately going to immediately impact my job, whether it's going to be easier or harder. Now, you can make the case in the NBA, yeah, it'd be great to have another superstar, someone else that I can kick the ball to. But the reality is, and we've seen it, if you're one of those upper echelon players like a KD, you could take over a game, even when you don't have a lot of help. At quarterback, as good as you may be, you still might not be able to be greater than 500. Because if you don't have a defense, if you don't have guys to throw to, if you don't have an O-line, if you don't have a play caller that's either going to be timely with the way they go about game planning and calling plays, or put you in a position to be able to put your team in the best play, you're going to struggle. And so their requests aren't really that ridiculous when you really take into account how these organizations can greatly impact the career and the legacy of a lot of these quarterbacks.
He's Brady Quinn. I'm Jonas Knox. This is Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. All right, coming up next, it is Headline or Lie. 877-99 on Fox is the phone number. 877-996-6369. Danny G, I'm assuming that number, we have gotten it figured out, or we still have an issues in Nashville, another being sent back over to Sherman Oaks. Like, what is the plan with the phone system here? Has it gotten fixed in the last week?
I think we should go to Doug in Nashville for a quick phone system update.
Dub, what do we got?
Oh, boy.
Things are still in limbo right now because one problem here that's been an issue for a while is multitasking with the phone systems here in Nashville. And due to the nature of Headline or Lie, multitasking is something that is needed. So, unfortunately, the phones are still routed to the Sherman Oaks office.
Oh, man. I love that Dub just wants to explode. I mean, he just wants to just pull his hair out and curse on the air because of what's happening with the phone system.
This is what it sounds like in Dub's mind right now.
I swear to God!
You can hear me, bud.
Talk! Speak!
It's just like a tradition unlike any other. The phone
Speak!
Systems in Nashville going down. Unbelievable. Well, listen,
it's what I come to expect at this point, though.
Yeah, so. I mean, listen, yeah. I think they've been dealing with it for a long time. So we will get through it together. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Coming up in 15 minutes from now here on FSR, there's somebody in sports who's got a real problem on their hands. They've got a real problem, but we have seen a comp. All right, so it is a cross sport comp to a coach with similar issues. We will break all that down coming up 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. Brady Quinn, are you ready to play a little headline or lie here on FSR? Are you ready to get after it?
I have been waiting for this all week long. It's my favorite thing. I've got a little special edition today for headline or lie, but I'll wait till we get to our callers.
All right, so without further ado, it's time for this.
News.
Turn on the news.
Is it a headline or is it a lie? Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Jonas Knox and Brady Quinn.
All right, here we go. Headline or lie, Fox Sports Radio. Let's meet our participants and then we will explain the rules here. Let's first go all the way to Alaska. Where, let me just make sure, Angelo, you are listening in Alaska right now. I don't know that we've ever had a call from Alaska, so I want to say thank you for being the first on Headline or Lie.
Cool.
And what the hell are you doing in Alaska right now? What's happening?
Well, you know, it's bright 24 hours a day up here this time of year, so as soon as the sun comes up, my dog's ready to go out for a pee, so I'm just kind of getting my day pieced together.
Very good.
Nice.
All right, very good. So while the dog takes the leak, you will be a part of the game here. All right, so now you can team up with either Brady Quinn or myself. Which way do you want to go?
Man, 2003, Vontaze Duff blocks the kick against Michigan. I became a Notre Dame fan. This is like a dream come true.
All right,
I'll go with you.
All right. How about, see, I was going to be a smartass, and I was going to say you were going to go with me because when you think Notre Dame, you think of me and not Brady Quinn. But unfortunately, you beat me to the punch. All right, so I'm going to team up with Angelo in Alaska, and then let's go to Dallas where Benny is listening on Fox Sports Radio. Benny, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Benny, you want to team up with Brady Quinn? You ready to play this game or what?
He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, I don't have a choice.
Well, listen.
I'll use my pick anyway.
All right,
there you go, Benny. All
right, everybody says that. Now here we go, guys. This is how it works. We have got a list of either a headline or a lie. We're going to go one at a time. I'm going to read mine to Brady's partner. He's going to read his to mine. And at the end of this list, we will have a tiebreaker question if we are all tied up. Right? So let's get it started. I will go to Benny in Dallas, Brady Quinn's partner, first here on Headline or Lie. Benny, headline or lie? LeBron James has filed a request with the league to only wear the M and E in his last name on his jersey next year.
That's a good one. That's got to be a lie.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's maybe a thought, though. Maybe that idea was
that's
kicked around a little bit.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Angelo,
for you, probably the furthest state from where you're at in Alaska is Florida. And this is a Florida edition this week of Headline or Lie. So best of luck. Here we go. Headline or lie? A Florida man's arrested for indecent exposure after exposing himself in a human sandcastle.
Well, it is Florida, so, you know, they probably get in where they fit in. I'm going to say that is true.
Yep. How about headline or lie? Does that work for you? What do you think?
Yeah. That's a headline.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This makes Jonas irate, by the way.
It's branding. I mean, it's called Headline or Lie.
It's
true
your
or false.
Thing. You wanted to make T-shirts for it. Right. And if we do ever make T-shirts, I'm going to make one that just says true.
Yeah, very good. That's nice. All right, here we go. Benny in Dallas, Brady Quinn's partner, Headline or Lie. A Chicago bus driver looking to relieve stress during the pandemic jumped into Lake Michigan for a 365th straight day.
Hello?
Jesus. What's going on, Benny? What are you doing,
oh,
man?
Oh, is that a question? I'm sorry, man. I missed it. I heard Lake Michigan or something.
Hey, why don't we spit out the Jack Daniels and play the game, Benny? What do you say?
Oh, shoot.
Come on. All right, Benny, come on. Just say headline or lie, one or the other.
No. Read it again
lie.
For him.
He said lie. I'm sorry.
Dude.
Listen, I'm sorry.
This is such BS.
Listen,
this
I'm
is
sorry,
such
man.
BS.
He's got to pay attention.
You always do this.
He's got to be. He can't roll through a stop sign.
He might have had
sign.
A technical issue. You
listen,
don't know.
He can't roll through a stop sign.
Oh, there's a connection issue.
All right,
yeah, there you go.
Issue.
See, unbelievable. Right. You've always got to cheat to win, but that's nothing new. Here we go, Angelo. Headline or lie? Florida woman seen stealing grass clippings to roll up into joints.
Oh, man. Let's go with headline.
Oh my
golly.
God. This is unbelievable.
It's tough. It's a Florida edition, man. Screwed. See, you guys think we're all whacked out down here in Florida, but that's not always the case.
Oh my God. Right? All right, here we go.
They
Benny
just smoke
in
normal
Dallas.
Weed down here.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, it's not grass clippings. That's the Les Miles strand. Here we go. Benny in Dallas. I hope you're ready. Benny, headline or lie? Brady Quinn's partner. This is Headline or Lie here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, headline or lie? A technical producer at a sports radio network was arrested following an altercation with Guy Fieri at Salsa and Beer in Southern California earlier this week.
We'll have to say lie on that one again.
Yeah, that's correct.
He actually heard that one. He actually heard it. I don't know if Roberto did, but he actually heard it.
Yeah, listen, it's not above Roberto to get into an altercation in public. I'll just say that. All right, I'm not trying to make any accusations. Just saying.
All right, here we go, Angelo. Headline or lie? Florida great-grandmother arrested after 10-year-old grandson crashes car.
All right. Granny needed to get to the store. I'm going to go with that's a headline, man. This is Florida we're talking about.
All
He's
right.
on the board.
All
He's
right.
on the board, folks.
Baby.
Here
we're
go.
On the board.
All right, Benny in Dallas, you have a 2-1 lead here. Brady Quinn's partner, Benny in Dallas, headline or lie? A caddy on the PGA Tour told Golf Week that the rivalry between Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau is staged.
Headline. Booyah.
Sit your ass down.
Here we go. Let's go.
He's already sitting down, Jonas. All right. He's already sitting down.
Sit down.
Yeah. He's already sitting down. All right, here we go, Angelo. Headline or lie? Miami police find a submarine full of drugs, sex toys, and guns.
Oh, sex toys too, though.
What the hell?
We're going to go with that's a lie. That's a lie. The sex toys throws it off.
What is happening?
All right.
Yeah,
it's time.
Here we go.
It's tied up.
Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Benny in Dallas, Brady Quinn's partner, headline or lie? When asked about the chances of rookie quarterback Justin Fields starting week one, Bears head coach Matt Nagy said, quote, "It depends on how we do in the preseason and whether I'm about to get fired right before kickoff."
Lie.
He's good.
He's good. It's all on the line.
Right,
Angelo,
come on.
You've got to get this right to extend it to overtime. If you do get it right, Jonas will explain the rules. But it all hinges on this. Headline or lie? $1.2 million worth of cocaine found on Florida beach during turtle nesting survey.
$1.2 million? Yeah, that's astronomical. You'd need a submarine for that. I'm going to say lie. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
It's Florida,
come on,
baby.
Man.
There's plenty of drugs down
come
here.
Come on, man. Jesus. Well, all right, another win for Brady Quinn. What a shock.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's weekdays,
it's
weekend
great.
Nights. Right. You get absolutely smacked.
Yeah.
It's an awesome
good time. Yeah. I'm already sitting, trust me. Thank you to Angela and Benny for participating. We'll do it again next week here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, Brady. Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. By the way, check this out. The White House has issued alerts against increased ransomware attacks and is urging all organizations to take critical steps to protect their businesses and individuals. Ransomware attacks use software to encrypt files, lock up a victim's computer or device, then a ransom is demanded in exchange for the release of data and restored operations. Ransomware is just one of the many ways cyber criminals can get into your devices and try to take what's yours. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you comprehensive protection for devices, online privacy, and identity. Device security helps block cyber criminals from stealing your personal information. VPN to help keep information you send over Wi-Fi safe. LifeLock Identity Theft Protection monitors your information and alerts you to potential threats. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but if you have Norton 360 with LifeLock, you can opt in to cyber safety. Sign up today and save 25% or more off your first year by going to Norton.com/Fox. That's 25% off at Norton.com/Fox. Coming up next here on Outkick the Coverage, there is a team and a coach in the world of sports who has some not-so-great company. We'll tell you who it is here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, top of next hour here on FSR, we will get into, I don't want to call this guy, an embellisher. I don't want to even go as far as to call him a liar, but I do think he's trying to take something that happened yesterday and apply it to a big picture scenario. Ooh. And I just don't necessarily buy into it, Brady.
That's a great tease. That. Yeah. That is a great tease, man. That is what you're built on. That's one of your pillars.
Yeah,
just teasing the hell out of stuff. I love it.
Built for this. You know, I'm the stripper of sports talk radio, just the ultimate tease. And don't you forget it. All right. let me just ask you this. Okay. So the 76ers could be on the verge of another collapse.
Was that a worse collapse than the Bucks?
It was bad.
Was it worse though?
100%.
Okay.
100%. You were at home. And it looks it like you just look at these teams on paper and you go, well, who's got the real, like, who's got the quote unquote superstars? Trae Young is coming into that conversation, but you had Joel Embiid and you had all this depth and you were the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. All of this stuff. They had, what was it, a 26 point lead last night? It was a complete and total blowout. And then they fall apart. And this is after Joel Embiid doesn't want to talk to the media afterwards. He wasn't happy about it. He goes and misses free throws at the end. I just want to ask you this, just as a player. At some point, your reputation precedes you.
Right.
And players talk. This is a lot of times Doc Rivers has gagged away either series leads or massive leads in playoff games. And I just wonder if there isn't at least behind closed doors some conversations amongst players going like, dude, what the hell? Because I venture to guess that Dan Quinn, his time in Atlanta after that Cowboys loss, and then after the lead they blew against the Bears this past season, I wonder if there were players in the locker room going, dude, all of this, and not to mention the Super Bowl, what's with this guy and us not being able to hold leads? I just wonder if the coach is getting soul blamed by some of the players. That's what I wonder.
I don't know if it goes that far. I think eventually you kind of forget. I don't know that in the moment you're ever thinking that. Maybe after the fact. Or if things continually don't work out or those disappointments keep coming, maybe it enters your mind in the offseason, but not in the heat of the battle. I think for people who, if you're an Atlanta Falcons fan or if you're a player on that team who was a part of that, yeah, that's going to be in the back of your mind. That's a scarring incident in your life as an athlete. You will never forget that. I mean, think about the Seattle Seahawks and the Malcolm Butler play.
Yeah.
They never got over it in Seattle. Still haven't been to a Super Bowl since. Atlanta was the same thing. I mean, I think that's one of the toughest things to get over in sports is when you get to the pinnacle and you're that close and then it all falls apart. It's so hard to get back there that I think it's hard for anyone to get over that or to get over something like that. I'm not sure if that, you know, factors in as much in basketball. You play so many games, but that was one of the all-time, I don't know if you call it choke job or, you know, them puking on themselves. It was unbelievable. Down, well, they were up 22 or down, they were up 22 at half. And I think as you said, at one point 26, and somehow you lose that game. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. It was just an awful look. But it provided a lot of people who are not happy with Doc Rivers plenty of material, which is always important. All right. Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, Outkick the coverage here. Fox Sports Radio, Hour 3, yours next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.